Thank you so much for listening to my show. That show is called Love with a Strict Machine. My name is Chris. I will be here next week. Sounds like it's time for the news.
You are listening to WUVC-FM Blacksburg.
From the WUVT-FM Blacksburg studios, this is the New River Valley's local news source, WUVT News.
The police chief retires and a chemical weapon watchdog group wins the Nobel Peace Prize. All that plus traffic, sports, and weather in today's 5 o'clock news break on WUVT-FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Miles Lay. Police Chief Kimberly Kranis is retiring with 30 years under her belt. She started out as a patrol officer, then advanced up the ranks. Chief Kranis reached chief status in 2006. Dana Schrad, the executive director of the Virginia Association of Chiefs of Police, said, quote, she feels that she can leave now because the agency is in good shape, unquote. Kranis is known for initiating the Citizens Police Academy and setting in motion plans to regionalize Montgomery County's 911 system in 2015. Chief Kranis will retire next year on March 1st, 2014. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons won a Nobel Peace Prize today. Formed in 1997, the OPCW works to destroy chemical weapons stockpiles around the world. The group, composed of 189 member states, is known for its work with Libya, Russia, and the United States in decommissioning and destroying the country's chemical weapons stockpiles. More recently, the OPCW has begun work with Syria to destroy their chemical weapons stockpiles following a sarin gas attack in the Damascus suburb. The group released a statement saying that Syria was cooperating and that chemical disarmament could be reached in 2014, providing for support from both sides of the Syrian conflict. The choice of the OPCW came as a surprise, as many expected Pakistani activist Malala Yousafzai to take the prize. The $1.25 million prize will be awarded in Oslo, Norway, on December 10th. There are no traffic reports for today. Here's Paul Frazzini with all your Hokie Sports news.
Thanks, Miles. The men's soccer team faces arguably their second toughest challenge tonight when they face number 2 Notre Dame. Tech never beat Notre Dame when both teams are members of the Big East and are currently mired in a 4-game scoreless drought. But the Hokies have played tough against some of the top competition in the nation this year, upsetting then 17th-ranked Syracuse and dueling then top-ranked UNC and Clemson to draws. Kickoff for tonight's game is at 7. After taking 10 days off from game action, the number 10 women's soccer team will host number 9 Notre Dame on Sunday. The game has a lot riding on it for both teams as the Hokies and the Fighting Irish are tied for third in the conference point standings. Kickoff is scheduled for noon. The H2 Hokies started their season moments ago at the Christiansburg Aquatic Center. The H2 Hokies are coming off their most successful season since joining the ACC. Both the men's and women's teams finished second in the conference and combined for 78 points in the NCAA championships, which was the second highest total in school history. Finally, the 24th-ranked Tech football team will look for their sixth consecutive win tomorrow when they take on Pittsburgh. The Hokies lead the all-time series 7-5, but have lost their last four against the Panthers, including a lopsided 35-17 loss last season. With a win, Tech will become bowl eligible for the 21st straight season and will remain in the driver's seat for the Coastal Division crown. Kickoff for tomorrow's game is at noon. Stick with WUVT for full coverage of tomorrow's game at wuvt.edu/sports. That's all for your WUVT sports update. I'm Paul Frazzini. Now here's Musa Kabuto with your WUVT weather forecast.
Thanks, Paul. Clouds, and more clouds have been commonplace for the past few days across the New River Valley. This trend is expected to continue into the weekend as a low pressure system to our north slowly makes its way out of our area. For tonight, cloudy conditions favor a warm low of 52 with light winds. Your game day forecast bears a chance for rain, so have a raincoat handy. A high of 70 is expected with a light east wind between 5 and 7 miles per hour. This chance for rain continues into the evening on Saturday as a low of 50 and light winds are expected. The arrival of Sunday brings with it a slight chance for rain with a high of 68. Expect lows to bottom out at 49 in the evening as chances for rain dwindle after 11 p.m. The sun makes its return for Columbus Day as partly cloudy skies and a high of 66 are expected. Monday evening will be cool with lows hovering around 48. Sunny conditions should increase into Tuesday with highs near 67 degrees. Lows are expected to reach the upper 40s Tuesday night. Mostly cloudy conditions and highs in the upper 60s will make for a pleasant Wednesday, and lows in the mid to upper 40s are possible Wednesday evening. From the WUVT Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Musa Kabuto. Enjoy your weekend, folks. Back to you, Miles.
Thanks, Musa. Right now it's cloudy in the New River Valley. It's 66 in Roanoke, 64 near Dublin Pulaski, 62 in Marion, 63 near Bluefield, and it is currently 66 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Miles Lay.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, how's it going? This is Nikki G, and this is my jazz show. So, hope you're listening. Hope you're having a good time. We've been just rolling through some tracks here. That first one was No BS Brass, a band out of Richmond, with their song Invisible Lady. And after that, and what I'm currently talking over right now, is The Reese Project with their song Like Booze in the Night. Next up, we're going to pick it up, and we are going to listen to some Mike Redtenbacher Funkestra. Hope you enjoy, and this is your favorite station, WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg. Thanks for listening. University libraries will be hosting an experimental instructional course called How to Have Good Fun with Bad Movies. Film screenings will take place on the lawn between the Newman Library and University Bookstore on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. A full list of movies is available online at facebook.com/Newman at Night. Thank you.
Three,
A little Frank Zappa for y'all. This is one of his jazzier songs. Every 2 seconds, a person in the United States needs blood. Do your part by giving blood at your local Red Cross blood drive. One donation can help save the lives of 3 human beings. Visit www.redcrossblood.org for more information and to find a blood drive near you. All right, well, we've just been rolling through some tracks. You heard a little Frank Zappa earlier. That was Peaches in Regalia. And right now, we're just moving right along. There's going to be some Rimbombante coming up. Hope you enjoy. Thanks for listening. This is Nikki G's Funky Junk.